Welcome to the second lecture of the Process Analysis Unit. In this lecture, we will focus on common process variations and exceptions in the clinic and identifying the electronic health record functionality from the process analysis. Remember from lecture one that process variations are processes used by the clinic, the way a particular clinic does something. They're called variations because they vary from clinic to clinic, and these variations should be on the process diagram. Also, the process exceptions are errors or common odd things that happen during the clinic's processes, and are important to note because EHR functionality needs to cover expected exceptions. Common process variations for patient check-in include new patient intake and registration, existing patient intake and registration, walk-in intake and registration. In addition, the patient check-in exceptions include no insurance or non-covered services and a change in insurance information. Moving on to the patient visit, there are many variations for patient office visits. A few of them are referrals out needed, procedures needed, and diagnostic testing. Likewise, there are many possible exceptions that may occur during an office visit. Some of them include emergent reason to stop a visit, non-covered service needing a separate visit, and a need to be seen by a different provider. Looking now at this prescription processes, the common variations on the prescription process include paper prescriptions provided during the office visit, or electronic prescriptions provided during the office visit, a refill call-in prescription needed, or an other call-in prescription needed, such as, for example, a patient on an antibiotic is out of town and not getting better. He therefore calls his provider and asks for a different prescription. Some common exceptions in the prescription process include no insurance or non-covered service, samples provided, prescriptions provided to multiple pharmacies, or prescriptions that can't be filled at the pharmacy. Filing or otherwise associating documents received from external sources, for example, the emergency room visits, the hospital discharge summaries, reports from procedures and diagnostic tests with a patient's record, can be a lot of work for a primary care clinic. Common process variations include the format of the received document, whether it's paper or electronic, and whether or not the information in the document necessitates follow-up with the patient. For example, a discharge summary that lists a discharge prescription for a medication which is redundant with one the patient was taking prior to hospitalization, or a hospitalization for a poorly controlled chronic condition, or a hospital discharge summary that indicates necessary follow-up with the primary care provider. Common exceptions with external documents include inadequate patient identification, inadequate source identification, and unintelligible or ambiguous information. Some common lab variations include samples taken in the clinic and tests done in the clinic, or samples taken in the clinic and tests done externally, or samples and tests done at a central lab. Similarly, some lab exceptions include a bad sample, and we might need another blood draw, for example, or lab results not received, or lab results not physiologically possible. Diagnostic tests vary widely depending on the type of practice. Common diagnostic test variations include tests done in the clinic or tests done externally, report expected, image or test result data expected. Diagnostic test exceptions include no insurance or an uncovered service, testing errors or unintelligible results, or the results from external test not being received. Generally, but not always, primary care providers refer out to specialists, and specialists receive requests for consults from primary care providers and from other specialists. Referral variations include paper referral communicated by the patient, paper movement from provider to provider, electronic referrals, and referrals for one patient to multiple providers. A referral exception is the referee does not agree to or accept the referral. Consult variations include paper or phone request, as well as electronic requests for consults. Consult exceptions include no insurance or non-covered service, or a consult no-show. Disease management is a process where a provider follows established clinical guidelines to care for a patient with a chronic condition. The guidelines describe what tests should be performed to assess how the patient is faring and their frequency as well as treatment. Disease management can be accomplished with paper charts or with electronic decision support. Disease management exceptions include insufficient data, data errors, care fragmentation, and contraindications. Billing is a core process for any practice. Billing variations include using a paper super bill, i.e., the sheet that providers use to check off test and write diagnosis on during the visit as the source. Electronic data recorded by providers during the visit can be used as the source. Other variations include where the coding is done, and whether or not billing and collections are done externally. Some billing exceptions include no insurance or non-covered service, denied claims, errors in coding, or general data errors. In summary, a main part of process analysis is creating an inventory of processes that a practice uses and identifying the variations of those processes employed by the practice and the likely exceptions. These things together help identify the electronic health record functionality. Let's work an example. After these instructions, pause the slideshow and work this example on your own. We will go over the results on the next few slides. Suburban Family Clinic, like most other clinics today, uses a phone scheduling process to schedule patient office visits. As a process analyst working with Suburban Family Clinic, you have listed appointment scheduling on the process inventory. read the by phone appointment scheduling scenario in the course materials. First, draw a role-based flowchart of the process. Second, indicate the process variations used by Suburban Family Clinic. And third, make a list of exceptions likely to occur with this process. Pause the slides now and complete. In the scenario, patient Patty wakes up at 5:30 a.m., feeling awful and decides to call for an appointment with her primary care provider. She calls Suburban Family Clinic. The important steps to diagram are those that directly interface with the clinic in some way. In this scenario, we do not need to represent anything about what time the patient calls or why they decided to call. It is just important to diagram the trigger event. That is, the patient desires an office visit. And the step that interfaces with the clinic, that is, the patient calls the clinic. Next in the scenario, receptionist Ronald answers patient Patty's call, and Patty asks Ronald for the soonest appointment with Dr. Dan. Here, the steps answering the phone and requesting a provider are added to the diagram. Next in the scenario, receptionist Ronald states that 9:30 is the earliest possible appointment with Dr. Dan, and Patty says that 9:30 is fine. Ronald adds her to the schedule for 9:30. Each of these steps, finding and stating the next available time, the patient decision that the time is okay, and scheduling it, are important interactions and are added to the diagram. Some questions that you might have are, why did we leave out the detail of patient Patty's symptoms and her deciding whether or not to call for an appointment? These details are not important to the clinic's process or the interaction between the patient and the clinic. Thus, they do not provide any information important to our analysis of the clinic process. Another question is, why did we include detail about whether or not the next available time is okay? Actually, this information signifies a possible branch point in the process. That is, that the receptionist needs to look for additional times and that the time might not be agreeable to the patient. This information also signifies information needs by the receptionist. Note, the decisions are necessary to outline the possible ways in which the process concludes. In the scenario, the appointment scheduling variation used by the clinic appears to be by phone scheduling. In your interactions with the clinic, the critical thing to discern is this the only variation used by the clinic? And what other variations occur? Importantly, process variations are processes used by the clinic. Process exceptions are errors or common odd things that come up during that process. Possible exceptions that may occur during the appointment scheduling process include: receptionist doesn't answer, the patient leaves a message, someone other than the patient actually calls, the requested provider is not available, or that all available appointment time slots are not acceptable. Some of the information gained from process analysis translates directly into EHR functionality. For example, the process variations, flow control between variations, and handling process exceptions. This is the information that we have covered thus far in this slide set. Often, there are opportunities to make process changes, including leveraging technology. Such changes are decided during process redesign to be covered in Unit 6, and also result in identification of necessary EHR functionality. In turn, an analyst's knowledge of available EHR functionality informs process redesign. That is, the analyst who is familiar with available functions draws on this knowledge to suggest ways in which technology can be leveraged to improve processes. Use of technology in process redesign is covered in Unit 6. The end result of a process analysis is a list of clinic processes and a list of common exceptions. For example, based on the process analysis, my phone appointment scheduling would be on the list for Suburban Family Clinic, as would be the listed exceptions. Let's work through an example of how to make a process and exception list. After the instructions, pause the slideshow and read the following scenarios in your course materials. You will want to read by phone appointment scheduling, new patient intake and registration using paper charts, existing patient intake and registration using paper charts, receiving and communicating lab results using paper charts. Create a process and exception list. On the next slide, we will go over the results. Pause the slides now. In this scenario, the appointment scheduling variation used by the clinic appears to be by phone scheduling. Possible exceptions that may occur during the appointment scheduling process include: receptionist doesn't answer, patient leaves a message, someone other than the patient calls, requested provider is not available, and available appointment time slots are not acceptable. The patient intake scenarios indicate the following process: a new patient intake, an existing patient intake. The exceptions are no insurance or non-covered service, and the patient has to leave during intake process. The receiving and communicating lab results indicate the following processes: lab sample processing at external lab, lab sample acquisition, unknown from the scenario, receiving of lab results, and communicating lab results. Lab process exceptions include no results received, results not matchable to a patient, results not matchable to a provider, and results abnormal and require action. And the patient is non-contactable or not responsive to contact attempts. The results of this process analysis would be compiled together in one document. This might be called a process analysis report. The list of processes and exceptions correspond directly to needed EHR functionality and ultimately will be included in a request for proposal intended for EHR software vendors. Your process analysis report should include information about the analysis, for example, the analyst's name and organization, dates of time on site, individual from whom information was received, the process inventory, process variations and exceptions, process diagrams, the list of EHR functionality needed for the practice, and if within the analyst's scope of work and training, suggested EHRs that are possible matches for the needed functions. This concludes the first of two lectures for the process analysis.